No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the 18th day of July. Welcome, everyone. It is such a joy, a privilege, and a very distinct honor to be here with you in this safe space, reading the Word of God. I don't take this lightly. It is something I just did not see on my radar at all, if I'm being completely honest with you. I worked the most of my life, at the beginning of my life, to become a singer. And I did that through a lot of competition early on in my life, which didn't breed good things, if I'm just being honest. I started comparing myself immediately, competing with people they didn't know they were in competition with me. Became a perfectionist to try to get it just perfect. And wow, here I am, this phase of my life, undoing all of that, unraveling all of that in therapy and counseling and getting a lot of good healing. So, needless to say, this is where the path has led. This is where God has led me by way of my husband starting the Daily Audio Bible this year, 20 years ago. And then our daughter, Chyna, started with Brian when she was a little girl. And now she's a beautiful woman, wife, and mom, and she stepped aside to make those things a priority, and here I am. And what I want to say is that I absolutely love this space. I absolutely love this community, and above all, I absolutely love the Word of God and the God of His Word. And did not know what I was doing when I began this journey. Not that I know much more what I'm doing now, but I will say, every year, things get more and more vibrant, and the picture gets more and more clear. Not that I'm going to figure this picture out, but I sure am trying hard to know God through His Word and to articulate it as best as I can, without bias, without personal opinions and platforms, platitudes, and to allow room for the Holy Spirit to speak whatever needs to be spoken to each and every one of you. Let's dive in. Today we're reading Isaiah chapters 23 through 27. Just a couple days left in the, are you ready? New Revised Standard Version Updated Edition. Isaiah chapter 23. The oracle concerning Tyre. Wail, O ships of Tarshish, for your fortress is destroyed. When they came in from Cyprus, they learned of it. Be still, O inhabitants of the coast, O merchants of Sidon. Your messengers crossed over the sea and were on the mighty water. Your revenue was the grain of Shihor, the harvest of the Nile. You were the merchant of the nations. Be ashamed, O Sidon, for the sea has spoken, the fortress of the sea, saying, I have neither labored nor given birth. I have neither reared young men nor brought up your young women. When the report comes to Egypt, they will be in anguish over the report about Tyre. Cross over to Tarshish. Wail, O inhabitants of the coast. Is this your exultant city whose origin is from the days of old, whose feet carried her to settle far away? Who has planned this against Tyre, the bestower of crowns, whose merchants were princes, whose traders were the honored of the earth? The Lord of hosts has planned it, to defile the pride of all glory, to shame all the honored of the earth. Cross over to your own land, O ships of Tarshish. This is a harbor no more. He has stretched out his hand over the sea. He has shaken the kingdoms. The Lord has given command concerning Canaan to destroy its fortresses. He said, "You will exult no longer, O oppressed virgin daughter Sidon. Rise, cross over to Cyprus. Even there you will have no rest. Look at the land of the Chaldeans. This is the people. It was not Assyria. They destined it for wild animals. They erected their siege towers. They tore down her palaces. They made her a ruin. Wail, O ships of Tarshish, for your fortress is destroyed. From that day, Tyre will be forgotten for 70 years, the lifetime of one king. At the end of 70 years, it will happen to Tyre, as in the song about the prostitute. Take a harp, go about the city, you forgotten prostitute. Make sweet melody, sing many songs, that you may be remembered. At the end of 70 years, the Lord will visit Tyre, and she will return to her trade and will prostitute herself with all the kingdoms of the world on the face of the earth. Her merchandise and her wages will be dedicated to the Lord. Her profits will not be stored or hoarded, but her merchandise will supply abundant food and fine clothing for those who live in the presence of the Lord." Now the Lord is about to lay waste the earth and make it desolate, and he will twist its surface and scatter its inhabitants. And it shall be as with the people, so with the priest, as with the male slave, so with his master, as with the female slave, so with her mistress, as with the buyer, so with the seller, as with the lender, so with the borrower, as with the creditor, so with the debtor. The earth shall be utterly laid waste and utterly despoiled, for the Lord has spoken this word. The earth dries up and withers. The world languishes and withers. The heavens languish together with the earth. The earth lies polluted under its inhabitants, for they have transgressed laws, violated the statutes, broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore, a curse devours the earth, and its inhabitants suffer for their guilt. Therefore, the inhabitants of the earth dwindled, and few people are left. The wine dries up, the vine languishes, all the merry-hearted sigh, the mirth of the timbrels is stilled, the noise of the jubilant has ceased, the mirth of the lyre is stilled. No longer do they drink wine with singing. Strong drink is bitter to those who drink it. The city of chaos is broken down. Every house is shut up so that no one can enter. There is an outcry in the streets for lack of wine. All joy has reached its eventide. The gladness of the earth is banished. Desolation is left in the city. The gates are battered into ruins, for thus it shall be on the earth and among the nations, as when an olive tree is beaten, as at the gleaning when the grape harvest is ended. They lift up their voices, they sing for joy. They shout from the west over the majesty of the Lord. Therefore, in the east, give glory to the Lord. In the coastlands of the sea, glorify the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. From the ends of the earth we hear songs of praise, of glory to the righteous one. But I say, I pine away. Woe is me, for the treacherous deal treacherously. The treacherous deal very treacherously. Terror, the pit, and the snare are upon you, O inhabitants of the earth. Whoever flees at the sound of the terror shall fall into the pit, and whoever climbs out of the pit shall be caught in the snare. For the windows of heaven are opened, and the foundations of the earth tremble. The earth is utterly broken. The earth is torn apart. The earth is violently shaken. The earth staggers like a drunkard. It sways like a hut. Its transgression lies heavy upon it, and it falls and will not rise again. On that day, the Lord will punish the host of heaven in heaven, and on earth, the kings of the earth. They will be gathered together like prisoners in a pit. They will be shut up in a prison, and after many days they will be punished. Then the moon will be abashed, and the sun ashamed. For the Lord of hosts will reign on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, and before his elders he will be glorified. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things, plans formed of old, faithful and sure. For you have made the city a heap, the fortified city a ruin. The palace of foreigners is a city no more. It will never be rebuilt. Therefore, strong peoples will glorify you. Cities of ruthless nations will fear you, for you have been a refuge to the poor, a refuge to the needy in their distress, a shelter from the rainstorm and a shade from the heat. When the blast of the ruthless was like a winter rainstorm, the noise of foreigners like heat in a dry place, you subdued the heat with the shade of clouds. The song of the ruthless was stilled. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wines strained clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the covering that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, "See, this is our God. We have waited for him so that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation." For the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain. The Moabites shall be trodden down in their place, as straw is trodden down in the manure, though they spread out their hands in the midst of it, as swimmers spread out their hands to swim. Their pride will be laid low despite the struggle of their hands. The high fortifications of his walls will be brought down, laid low, cast to the ground, even to the dust. On that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. "We have a strong city. He sets up walls and bulwarks as a safeguard. Open the gates so that the righteous nation that maintains faithfulness may enter in. Those of steadfast mind you keep in peace because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever. For in the Lord God you have an everlasting rock. For he has brought low the inhabitants of the height. The lofty city he lays low. He lays it low to the ground, casts it to the dust. The foot tramples it, the feet of the poor, the steps of the needy. The way of the righteous is level. Straight is the path of the righteous that you clear. In the path of your judgments, O Lord, we have placed hope. Your name and your renown are the soul's desire. My soul yearns for you in the night. My spirit within me earnestly seeks you. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. If favor is shown to the wicked, they do not learn righteousness. They corrupt what is upright on the earth and do not see the majesty of the Lord. O Lord, your hand is lifted up, but they do not see it. Let them see your zeal for your people and be ashamed. Let the fire for your adversaries consume them. O Lord, may you ordain peace for us. For indeed, all that we have done, you have done for us. O Lord, our God, other lords besides you have ruled over us, but we acknowledge your name alone. The dead do not live, shades do not rise, because you have punished and destroyed them and wiped out all memory of them. But you have increased the nation, O Lord. You have increased the nation. You are glorified. You have enlarged all the borders of the land. O Lord, in distress they sought you. They poured out a prayer when your chastening was on them. Like a woman with child about to give birth, writhes and cries out in her pain, so were we because of you, O Lord. We were with child, we writhed, but we gave birth only to wind. We have won no victories on earth, and no one is born to inhabit the world. Your dead shall live, their corpses shall rise. Those who dwell in the dust will awake and shout for joy. For your dew is a radiant dew, and the earth will give birth to those long dead. Come, my people, enter your chambers and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourselves for a little while until the wrath is past. For the Lord comes out from his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth will disclose the blood shed on it and will no longer cover its slain. On that day, the Lord, with his cruel and great and strong sword, will punish Leviathan, the fleeing serpent, Leviathan, the twisting serpent, and he will kill the dragon that is in the sea. On that day, a pleasant vineyard, sing about it. I, the Lord, am its keeper. Every moment I water it. I guard it night and day so that no one can harm it. I have no wrath. If it gives me thorns and briars, I will march to battle against it. I will burn it up. Or else, let it cling to me for protection. Let it make peace with me. Let it make peace with me. In days to come, Jacob shall take root. Israel shall blossom and put forth shoots and fill the whole world with fruit. Has he struck them down as he struck down those who struck them? Or have they been killed as their killers were killed? By expulsion, by exile, you struggled against them. With his fierce blast, he removed them in the day of the east wind. Therefore, by this, the guilt of Jacob will be expiated, and this will be the full fruit of the removal of his sin. When he makes all the stones of the altars like chalk stones crushed to pieces, no sacred poles or incense altars will remain standing. For the fortified city is solitary, a habitation deserted and forsaken like the wilderness. The calves graze there. There they lie down and strip its branches. When its boughs are dry, they are broken. Women come and make a fire of them. For this is a people without understanding. Therefore, he who made them will not have compassion on them. He who formed them will show them no favor. On that day, the Lord will thresh from the channel of the Euphrates to the Wadi of Egypt, and you will be gathered one by one, O people of Israel. And on that day, a great trumpet will be blown, and those who were lost in the land of Assyria, and those who were driven out to the land of Egypt, will come and worship the Lord on the holy mountain at Jerusalem. Real quick, let's just go back to where we began early on in this covenantal relationship with God between the Israelites. And let's remember a few things for the context of where we are right now. And this is important, I believe, for two reasons, especially one, if you're new to the Bible, new to the faith, new to God. And secondly, if you have been in faith for a really, really long time and you have just adapted a system of beliefs that were handed down to you that could never be questioned, that could never be touched, Or maybe you had questions. Maybe you have questions and you don't have a good place to put those questions or take those questions. There's a reason why we wrestle through our faith. We do so to work it out. We have to wrestle with the questions. We have to address the questions. And maybe I'm just addressing two groups of people, but this is really applicable, I believe, for all of us. There was a payment for sin with the Israelites through a covenantal relationship with God. There were the laws laid out through Moses, by way of Moses, from God for the people, the law. And we spent a lot of time in the law, and they were very specific and maybe even tedious. And we spoke of this then. This wasn't just because God was controlling and he needed some laws to be laid out and he's creating this perfectionist community of people. They were laid out because he was in a covenant through Abraham. The beginning of Abraham, then carried it down to Isaac, then carried down to Jacob. And in order for the Israelites to be set apart, not special, not superior, not entitled, to be holy, to be God's people, to make his name great in all of the earth. And in order for that to happen, it required something great from them. It required sacrifice. It required of them to not be like everybody else and worship other gods and do what was good in their own sight and to call evil good and call good evil. It was specific. There was a price to pay for the broken covenant of sin. And the point of that sacrifice was tedious, so that you remember the process, so that it does not happen again. There was no Jesus on the earth yet that came and died and paid for the remission of the sins of man. This was the way that they expressed their repentance to God, through sacrifice, through animal sacrifice, through sacrifice of things that they grew with their own hands. In addition to sacrifice comes along offerings. We see the festivals where certain things had to be brought, the first fruits of your efforts, the reaping of your hard work, the first fruits of all that you planted and grew in the ground, brought to God to remember who he is, what he brought them from, brought them through, and to never forget. So they're separate, but they still coincide together. Offerings, sacrifice, repentance, remembering, thanksgiving, gratitude, remembering. All of these things are essential to the process of where they came from and continue all throughout the rest of the Bible. Where we are now in the Kings, in the Chronicles, where we are now, Kings, Chronicles, Prophets, we are seeing the kings from king to king switch from evil to good, to evil to evil to evil to evil to good, to evil to good. And there is a major shift in the evil and the good. It's like you have to tear down an entire system to replace an entire generation system of beliefs, to see that what we're calling good is actually evil in the sight of God. And these prophets are sent in with this evil that is happening through the leadership, because it starts at the leadership and trickles down to the people. If the kings, the rulers of the land, are participating in evil, the people will follow. It takes that lone voice crying out in the wilderness that usually gets stoned to death in one way or another to turn from your wickedness. And this is the voice of Isaiah happening, calling out people group within the people group, within the nation of Israel, within the nation of Judah, and with everything that I've just said, everything that we've read so far, we realize there is a judgment from God for the sins of the people that have broken covenant with him time and time again. We have to understand this, that mercy can come, but not without justice, not without consequence. Consequences play out, and then mercy is given as a gift, but not until repentance, not till the heart comes and says, "Whoa, I have been awakened from my slumber." We can either fix it because we get caught, or we can change the person that we are. We can change the heart within. Repentance, true repentance, is acknowledgement. Is acknowledge the ways that I have hurt you. I am not just saying that I'm trying and turning, but I am living it out. And you can watch my actions. And I'm not going to get it perfect, but I sure am trying. I recognize the ways in which I have sinned against you, God. And the different rituals of repentance symbolize the ways in which they have sinned against God specifically. This is why we specifically confess our sin. And we can't just, my bad, that's not an apology. That's an admittance, but that's not an apology. There's a huge difference. So we take all of this. I know this is a lot. We have to remember all of this to know where we are in the context of Scripture. These voices of prophets calling out, they're essential. You're going in the wrong direction. Turn around. If you keep going, this is what God said would happen. And God is faithful, and he is just, and he will keep his word. We want him to keep his word in the blessings. We want him to keep his word in the abundance and in the prosperity, in the overflow of goodness. That's not a gospel. That's a variation of something, but the gospel of who God is he is faithful and he is just. And he is merciful to forgive us and welcome us back every time we repent. My bad, God. I'm sorry. I failed you in this manner. I did this. Please forgive me of my sin. Make me pure, as white as wool. Remove the crimson stain of my sin and make me pure as snow. And the point is, when we confess, to remember and to not repeat the same patterns over and over and over again. So Jesus, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for your grace, your mercy. We thank you, God, that you are just. As hard as that is to admit sometimes, as much as we don't want the consequences of our sin, As much as we don't want the consequences of our actions and our mistakes, we want you to erase the consequences. And sometimes we can avoid what we actually deserve. But I thank you even in my own life, God, that you would not let me continue in the ways of my own blindness, of my own pride, of my own destruction. You loved me enough to stop me. Awaken me and allow me to turn. And I am so forever grateful for your mercy and your grace and your love that none of us deserve. I offer my heart to you here and now in this space. Continue to do the work that you have done. And I pray that every person that feels the same way, God, you would answer them. You would be faithful as your word says that you are. You would be just as your word says that you are. And that you would no longer let any person walk in the ways that they are walking in. You would deliver us from the evil that is within each and every one of us. And that as you purify us, we would become whiter than snow. We love you. We thank you and we praise you. Pray this all in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible. That is home base. That is the website. That's the free app. We are celebrating 20 years. Can you believe that? 20 years of the Bible being read fresh every single day. 365 days a year for 20 years. I'm going to add that up sometime and give you the stats because that's a really big deal. Today we celebrated a 20-year anniversary of this day being read 20 years. Tomorrow we'll celebrate that day being read 20 years. So thank you for being here and celebrating with us and as we continue to give back in different ways all throughout this year. If you'd like to partner with us, thank you to each and every one of you. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174, or if you're utilizing that app, hit the give icon up at the top right hand corner, and lastly look for the give icon on the website. If you need prayer, if you would like to pray for someone that's previously called, in several different ways for you to do so. For chronological, you can push the buttons with your finger, 800-583-2164. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line, or once again, utilizing the app at the red circle button up at the top midsection. When you are finished, hit submit, turn that wheel to chronological, and we'll get to the right place. That's it for me today. I'm Jill. I love you all. We'll turn the page together tomorrow. Until then, love one another.
Hi, this is Victoria. So to just call in the Dabbers, my heart is out for that precious mother, grandmother that ran over her child, and our Almighty Tortoise. We're praying for that family of Mighty Tortoise, and we're praying for those who are going through the Mighty Tortoise and going through the loss of the baby. And the one that is still in the hospital with her baby. I'm sorry, I'm trying to read through my notes and I'm not getting it good. I just want to pray for them, and I want to pray for Iowa and the thing that is going through in Texas. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we need you like a flower need rain. We need you, Lord. We just ask you to have your way, not only in our Deborah's life and the challenges they're going through, that young girl who ran into the truck because she wanted to kill herself. Lord, you touch that mind, and even the mind of the truck driver who know that he couldn't do anything but reveal the heart. Oh, oh Lord, we need you, Lord. We need you, Father. We need you to touch those families. We need you to touch our people. We need you, Lord, to bring about peace. Lord, those senior citizens who are going through, Father, we ask you to open doors that no man can close. Father, we ask you to provide not only for our family, but for our, not only for the seniors, but for our families and for our people, Lord. Oh, Lord, we ask you to touch every one of the debtors that are going through, those that have lost a loved one and those that have not, those that have challenges and even those that in the Middle East, Father, those that are in prison. Father, we ask that you have your way. We ask that you heal and deliver and you set the captive free. And Lord, we give you the glory and the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. Have a good day, Debris. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Good morning. This is Jess from Ohio. I'm calling in for Ashley from Texas. I heard your request for prayer for a job as a school counselor. I am also a school counselor, and I remember the job search, and I know it is not easy. I'm praying for God to open up the position that is for you, and that everything will align and work out for you. And praying for you to have faith during the job search, and that it will all work out and be the best position for you.
This is Functioning on Faith in Chicago. Today is July 14th. I heard your cry, Rosie, and I pray that our Father God will heal your heart and remove the evil spirits that have been attacking you, your home, and your boys. I pray for love, justice, hope, and abundant blessings. In Jesus' name I pray. Love you, Rosie, and this amazing community.
Hi, this is Tammy calling from the Central Coast of California. Today is July 12th, and I wanted to call in and give you a praise report that my grandson Christian is doing really well. He was born on July 10th, and I had called in and requested prayer for him, his mama Rebecca, and his dad Ian. And when I called in, I was feeling some anxiety. I was anxious, and the word says that we should be anxious for nothing. And so I wanted to repent for that, but also to encourage you, family, that we are here for each other, that we can call in and ask for prayer. And as soon as we do, there's just something that changes, the atmosphere changes, that we know that our God is for us, that he's not against us, that he is merciful and kind, and that we are a body of believers that are there for one another. So I wanted to thank you. God bless you, family. I love you. Make it a great day.